Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Especially when we get a chance to give visit with our good friend Bill Schley. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, including the new one, which is just now, which is very soon to be released, The Unstoppables. He's talking about you, folks. He's talking about entrepreneurs. It's probably you. The Unstoppables, tapping your entrepreneurial power. What makes you an entrepreneur? What helps you to sustain yourself as an entrepreneur? He's gone to the ends of the earth to find this information out. Bill, thanks again. Congratulations on the book. I'm really proud of you for producing it. When's it going to be available?
It's going to be available officially on May 6th, so we're getting there. You can
so
order
we're basically
it
launching
Amazon.
It today, aren't we?
We pretty much. That's what I promised you, Jim. This is it. This is the first major media launch right here.
Absolutely. So thank you for allowing us to do that. Let's get back into this. And one of the things that we've been talking, folks, about the essence of entrepreneurship and the fact that you've got to have a healthy relationship with failure. You have to, but then you also have to deal with the fear of failure, which is all part of that. You know, Bill, I said this to you off the air. I don't fear failure. I fear not doing a good job,
right,
and not performing. Even if I fail, if I performed my best, the best I could have under the circumstances, then mm-hmm. I'm not upset at myself if it doesn't work out. But I'm only upset with myself if I didn't prepare properly, and that's
right.
What drives me.
Right. But see, that's interesting. See, that what drives you. The fact is that people have different motivations. They have different reasons for wanting to start businesses. Some are running towards something. Some people are running away from something. But there's some
right.
reason that they have this yearning, okay? And they have, and they turn that fear. Some people have a fear of, some people have a fear of being poor. Some people have a fear of just being humiliated by a boss. I don't know. But they have different things that get them going. But the point is, if you're not doing something in the world that you think you should be doing or want to be doing, it's probably because some fear is keeping you from doing it. It's that simple. If there's something you want to do, something you should do, something you need to do, you want to do, and you're not doing it, think about it.
And everybody has that, some
right.
kind of a fear, and
yeah.
Whether you become an entrepreneur or not will depend upon your ability to deal with that, right?
Well, that's right. And the thing is, and so we one of the big questions of the book was, you know, can we teach people these things? And we said, no, we can't teach someone to really become and do all the things that are going to make you an entrepreneur. But what we can do is we can tap it, because it exists inside every one of us. The emotional mechanics. This fear is one side. I just want to talk about the other side for one second. So
right.
if you can tap it and you can unblock what's stopping you and see this stuff, a lot of people that have the ability and the ideas and the potential really can step up and start to do it, because they simply say, it's possible for me. And when the Israelis, psychologists who teach the commando psychology of battle, they say, when a human being says in their head, it's possible for me, just that, a switch goes mm-hmm. off in their head. A switch goes off, and that's the beginning of belief. And without belief, as we said, you're not going to do this. So it all comes around to the same stuff. But I want to tell you, there's another side of this. In business, a lot of people are afraid of another word. There's another four-letter word that they're really afraid to use in business. But I will tell you that the people like the SEALs and the toughest people on earth are not afraid, and that's the word love.
Mm.
Because they will tell you that the other side of fear is this idea of love, because love is more powerful than death when you apply it to a mission.
Yep.
They don't mean love, romantic love. They mean love of a mission,
right.
love of their teammates,
mm-hmm.
love of their destination, love of what they're trying to accomplish together. And when you can mitigate the fear, now you can tap into that love, and that's where the real power is. So it's very interesting, and that's what those We talk about
it's very interesting to hear people who are the toughest guys in the world, their relationship with fear and their relationship with love. That's very interesting, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so what we realized was that there's two kinds of cultures going on in businesses. There's businesses that have fear cultures, which is the kind where people go to work, they're afraid to make a mistake, and believe it, they're afraid to take a risk or to innovate. You can't be an innovative company.
And the other kind is the love,
the one culture.
That has love. And
that's
so the question, as I wrap up the hour here, is which one are you folks? And Bill, we're going to get you back again real soon. We got to explore this a lot more. Congratulations on the book. It's called The Unstoppables. Bill, come back again real soon.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
I'm proud of you. Bill Chalet, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Bill joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.